Not now podcast. Welcome to Not Now Podcast.
Welcome in.
Yeah. You're here and we're here.
And we're clear.
We're clear about what we're doing. I am Kyle and I'm here with...
Nope. There it is. Post Malone.
Oh, yeah. Is that what he does in the commercials?
I don't know.
Anyways,
he doesn't do commercials.
You said he was famous for it.
Yeah, but doesn't mean he does commercials. Just renowned.
All right. Well, if you didn't get that, go back and listen to some more episodes. You'll figure out who Post Malone is, unless you already know. And then you'll figure out he's famous for liking Bud Light, unless you already knew that as well. In which case, what do you need us for?
You need us to tell you what the topics are today.
Oh, right.
So today we have two topics.
One is in a shoebox and the other one is in a hat box. You'll never guess which is which. But to figure it out, we're going to have to just lay right into them, like cutting them up. Oh. All right. Well,
I have no idea what laying into and cutting up.
Yeah, laying it, cutting stuff up.
On a lay.
Like a shoebox and a hat box to figure out what our topics are. So cutting stuff up is one of our topics.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about things that you can cut up, things that you shouldn't cut up, and what's inside of them.
Yeah. And okay.
And also the exhilaration you feel when you like slicing a mushroom. You ever cut a mushroom?
Not
intensely.
It's
like the best. It's like the best vegetable to cut. Like, you could cut it with a piece of paper. You're like...
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, now my mushroom tastes like paper.
A nice damp popsicle stick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cutting up a damp popsicle stick or
cutting a mushroom up with a damp popsicle
Why do you have a damp... Because I just ate a popsicle. Okay.
Yeah, I just ate a popsicle. It can't be dry already.
Now you want a mushroom?
I'm a man of needs.
Okay, I had too much room for that popsicle. Now I need a mushroom.
Yeah, I mean, I just wanted a lime flavored mushroom, or like orange or grape.
Grape mushroom.
Yeah, I was gonna make mushroom popsicle kebabs. Mushroom pops. There we go.
So yeah, we're gonna talk about cutting stuff up, cutting the action of cutting it up, what's inside of it when we cut it up, what happens when you cut it up, what could happen if we cut it up, things that you can't cut up, and after that we'll just laugh.
Yeah, things are gonna get real crazy. It's gonna be like a zoo in here.
Oh, a zoo.
Yeah, so that's our second topic here is gonna be going to the zoo.
Things you see at the zoo, people you meet at the zoo,
things you find at the zoo.
What would happen if you worked at a zoo, or if we worked at a zoo? I don't know what happened if you worked at a zoo, because you're not on this podcast.
We're gonna give you great tips for angering the people, but not the animals,
or angering the animals, but not the people.
Yeah,
which is hard to do because every time you do something to the animal, the zookeeper's like, "Hey, what are you doing?"
Yeah, you gotta get around him. You gotta sneak in there.
Yeah, it's like that. The first getting into Hyrule Castle on Legend of Zelda.
Yeah, here's a great tip. If you turn sideways, you can fit through bars.
Yeah. You like throw an apple, and then the zookeeper's like, "Oh my god, food!" And then you run towards the lion's den.
Yeah. You look up in a tree and you see an owl, and it goes.
And you can't tell which side is right side up or right side down.
Sometimes
with the head.
You think he has an eyebrow, and sometimes you think he has a mustache.
Yeah.
I don't know which is which.
Me either.
That's creepy ass owl.
Like laying into a shoebox.
Yeah, they're not even supposed to turn their head that way.
That's true.
They're supposed to go 360, like, on a horizontal axis, not vertically.
What kind of owl are you?
Yeah. You bearded... Oh, bearded snowhorn. Something.
The eyebrow mustache owl.
Oh, the browdini.
The browdini. So, those are our topics. We hope that you enjoy them, either one, whichever one we end up doing.
Yeah.
So, I'm fishing for a coin that I picked out. I picked this out before we knew our topics. This is one of our specialized coins. It's very light. It feels like aluminum, almost like the weight of a soda tab.
Oh, yeah.
And it's very...
Careful not
to
pop it.
You can see that there's like straight edges. Can you see that?
I can... Oh, we're so far away. Oh, no. Oh.
I don't need that.
All right. Much intensity here. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's almost...
More than an octagon.
It's like a... Yeah, it's like a an octagon and a hexagon had a baby. A little baby polygon. Here you go.
So, and it's very light, as you noted.
Yeah.
Like aluminum.
Not much heft there.
And this is a Jamaican coin.
Ooh.
And so it's from 1991.
Ah.
And on the side that says Jamaica, there's like, I cannot tell if those are knights or like indigenous people. But they're like holding some kind of weird crest, and one has like a whip or a bow, and the other one has a flogger or a shillelagh. I can't tell. But on the other side, it looks like some kind of, like, almost like a mistletoe.
Oh, yeah.
With some leaves. And it says...
Are they be palm leaves?
Let us produce more food.
Is it spelled like lettuce?
No. Let us... I guess you use this to get the ability to grow more food. I have no idea. Well, I don't know why you'd put that on a coin. Let us produce more food. Please. Like, for God's sakes.
Give it back to us. Buy these and get us food, and then let us produce more food.
And this is 1 cent.
Wow. Not they, producing, you know, much food with that.
Well, everybody refers to their currency as dollars and cents, but like, I wonder what one Jamaican cent is in our cent. Is one of our cents worth 100 of their cents?
I don't know.
Man. Currency's weird.
Yeah, it is. I guess not every, like, yen is just yen, isn't it? Is there a micro yen?
No, well, yeah, a yen is like their lowest form of currency, I thought, and it's like worth, like, one of our pennies is worth like 10 yen or something.
Yeah, but like then they have bills that are like 10,000 yen.
Yeah.
So it's just all a singular currency.
Oh, I guess so.
Pennies.
That's true. But we still have like $1 and then you have a $100 bill.
Yeah, but I mean you have like fractions of that dollar.
Oh. I guess they don't do fractions, but they're really good at math, I thought, stereotypically.
Stereotypically.
I don't know. I've never been there.
I guess it makes more sense, like, incrementally. It's like the metric system.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, you don't have, like, well, I don't know. It's much more precise.
I'm just saying, okay, so currency is, like, this thing that we invented.
All right, so...
Wait. I got to get this point out. My head's going to explode. Okay, so currency is this thing that we invented. We said this is one of our things, and one of our things is worth this much in our place. And then someone else is like, well, this is one of our things, and our economy's stronger. So one of our things is worth 10 of your one things. It's not like I have a cow, and I'm like, this is my cow. This is worth 10 of your cows.
No, it's all representative of how much gold you have. Yeah, the gold is the universal thing.
Oh, that's like how many things you have there. Well, there's like fake gold. You could be like, look at, I have golden pants.
Well, there's fake money hair. Too, and you don't, yeah, you but can't like, get very far spending it.
Yeah, but if you can manufacture artificial gold.
Well, now you're thinking like an alchemist.
Well, no, like, okay, they have cubic zirconia.
Yes. And it's not as anywhere close to as worth as much as a diamond.
But we made diamonds. You can make diamonds. You can make gold, can't you? Why haven't we tried to make gold? Why are we making people diamonds have been and not making trying gold?
For thousands of years to make gold.
But we can make a diamond.
Let's just.
Diamonds are stronger than gold. We're not
going to get very far.
Okay,
here.
Yeah. Getting off topic with currency. Anyways, so what were our topics? The zoo.
The zoo.
Going to the zoo and cutting stuff up. So right. These two badasses on the front of the coin with the maybe a bow and maybe a whip. They look like they want to cut some shit up.
Okay, that's where I thought you were going.
Yeah, like
it.
They got this crest and they look like some guys that are ready to cut up some maybe foes, maybe just fruit.
Yeah.
And then on the back, it says, let us produce more food so we can feed the zoo.
Yeah.
Because all the animals want more food and they don't have enough produce to give, to produce for the produce.
When's the last time you saw a monkey working a hand rake? Not very often.
Does that produce food?
Well, you gotta work the land.
Yeah, but a hand rake?
A hand
rake. Couldn't at least give them a tractor?
How are they gonna reach the pedals? I said monkey.
Maybe they give a monkey an ox and he'll plow your field.
Probably just run away.
Ollie oxen free. That's where that came from. Ollie the monkey. Okay, so we're gonna flip this Jamaican cent and the
the mistletoe.
Yeah. The mistletoe is the zoo, and the badasses are the cutting shit up.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Oh. That was so aerodynamic.
It's kind of sticky in here. I got to do another flip.
All right.
It went in between the webs of my frog legs.
Yeah, it's pretty aerodynamic with its light weight.
We got the badasses. We're cutting up stuff.
Okay, just what you wanted.
I wanted either of them, Kyle.
Yeah, that's true. I guess I really didn't know what we were going to do with the zoo too long.
No.
I guess I really didn't know what we were going to do cutting stuff up here.
Okay, first we're just going to get
into... Wait till I pick the topics next.
How do you want to start? Well, let's start talking about things that we have cut up, so we have a frame of reference.
Okay. Odd things or just regular things?
You could go wherever you want.
I'll lay right into it here. Your dream.
Cutting up a shoebox.
I cut up a tennis ball. Yeah.
When did you do that?
Well,
did you do that?
Well, I have a dog, and I was trying to thread something through the tennis ball, like I think it was a rope, could have been a washcloth, could have been
a hand rake,
could have been like a bone I was trying to shove through there. Anyway, just wanted to make a toy more interesting, and there's nothing more interesting than making it round or stuffing it inside a tennis ball. Oh, that's what I was doing. I was trying to shove treats in a tennis ball so he'd roll it around and he'd have to get them out. But yeah, it's not really as satisfying as you would like to think.
I'm buying a case of tennis ball. I think it's going to be satisfying.
It's not.
How'd you cut it?
There's not like a... with an X-Acto knife.
Oh, see, that's your problem.
Oh, do you want me to get like a meat cleaver?
No, not a meat cleaver.
Like that's a samurai sword?
Happens too quick. Nope, happens too quick. Yeah, chef's knife.
Oh.
Like a nice little... like that.
Oh, you're going to cut it completely in half? I was trying to make a little hole.
No, see, I want to cut it in half. I feel like that would feel so good.
No, it's just like... you feel the pressure as it's like about to pop, but it's surprisingly tough because it has a rubber exterior. Because
you're using an X-Acto knife.
Because it has a rubber exterior. and then as soon as you lay into it, like...
tissue box or whatever. You said lay into a shoebox.
Yeah, lay into a shoebox, like a tiny bed for your mouse-sized companions. But anyway, we're not cutting them up. We're cutting up a tennis ball. And I guess the best way to do it, which I found out a roundabout way, is to just make an X and then cut off those, and then you get yourself a square. And then that gives you a place of reference to start widening from until you can shove whatever the hell you want in that tennis ball.
It sounds like making a hole, not cutting it up.
Well, okay. Like in the tiny slivers?
Yeah.
You said a frame of reference. Okay. You go if yours is so much better than my tennis ball thing.
Okay, so nothing is better to do around the holidays than making paper snowflakes.
Oh,
cutting those
fun.
Things up. Oh man, everyone's unique and you don't even know how to replicate what you did before. You can try your hardest.
Oh, I do it.
Try as you might.
I have a very unique system.
Yeah, no, mine's haphazard, and that's why my snowflakes are beautiful.
They are very beautiful.
No two are alike, damn it.
No two are alike, especially when you're blindfolded.
I think paper was just made to be cut up.
Yeah.
Not made for forms. Wasn't made for census.
Nope. None of that.
Yeah.
Not for wiping your ass.
Not for tickets.
No, definitely not for tickets.
Art.
Not for, I do like having a paper that has like that trace paper on the back where if you type or
write carbon copy paper?
Yeah, those are cool.
Oh, yeah. Did I ever tell you I printed on that?
Yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty cool how it works.
Did you cut it up?
Well, no. Damn it. My golden opportunity. No, it's crazy. So, like, basically with the paper, they put little tiny dots, like not microscopic but still like they're miniature dots of graphite that like kind of coat the paper.
Oh yeah.
And that way where the pressure is, that's how it transfers.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so you have to be really careful when you're printing it, because if anybody knows anything about a printing press, you're mushing paper between rollers. One is steel and one is rubber. And if you have too much pressure, it's gonna transfer everything and then it's worthless, because then people are like, I can't even see where I'm writing.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Nothing. Everything copied.
Yep. Carbon copy.
Yeah. Just got to use whiteout on that. Yeah. So you cutting up snowflakes.
Paper.
Just, yeah. Have you cut up like other things other than snowflakes out of paper?
Oh, yeah. Like I made I make snowflakes. I make those like paper dolls where you pull them apart.
You can do that?
Yeah. I did one with Batman.
You got to show me that.
And sometime. A fencer. I did a guy fencing, like, wah, and it looked like every time he was fencing another guy and they were standing back to back. It was pretty cool.
That sounds pretty dope.
Yeah. You it's not as hard that. To do as you think.
It sounds really hard to do.
It's not that hard to do.
Are you a gingerbread man holding hands and stuff?
Oh, that one's easy.
Yeah.
Or Sally Sissy Pants with her dress.
I don't know.
Holding
that
hands. It's just a gingerbread man, but with a dress and hair.
Oh, I thought it was Sally Sissy Pants.
I just called it that. I don't know.
Something.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Oh, I love cutting up wood, like splitting wood.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's so much fun.
Yep.
If you're a city dweller and have never done that, go out to the country, like grab a fucking mall or picture, like any sort of thing, and just cut up some wood.
Take someone's wood, take their mallet.
Yeah, it's like if you can find a piece of wood. I want to find wood that can cut up other wood.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, like petrified wood.
Yeah, and then just like look at it and be like, you just split yourself. Yeah. But that's about it for... Well, I love cutting up wood. That's fun.
Yeah. Saw? Like using a saw?
Oh, yeah.
Cutting down Christmas
trees?
Maybe
I'm a carpenter. What am I doing here?
Time to abandon this podcast.
Yeah, I'm going to take up carpentry. He's going to make some paper stuff.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to work at a sawmill.
Yeah, we'll be Wood and Paper Incorporated.
Oh, sanding wood's pretty good, too.
Oh, yeah.
But
does
that's
that
not
count
cutting.
As cutting?
No.
I mean, it's kind of like it. You're like wearing away at it.
That's okay. That's like saying that the beach is cutting at the rocks.
I think that's an expression.
Probably, but it's false. It's a figure of speech.
You go. I think I got another one just that I like cutting.
I guess I'd say I like cutting up the air.
Oh, yeah?
Like when you cut through air
like
really quick.
The tension is so high. Oh,
no. That. Like if you're like swinging a golf club or anything like that, you're like, oh, man,
like
I just
a
generated.
Crowded room.
What?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, cutting in line. That's a good one.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Always feel dirty.
Yeah. But yeah, I know what you mean. Like the satisfying whoosh.
Yeah. Like if you ever whip like a cord through the air, like you're swinging your headphones and it's like.
Yeah, that just makes you feel cool.
Yep. Or a whistle. That's cutting air.
You know what else is good to cut is like a taunt line. Like a string or
taunt?
Like taunt. Like something that's like held tightly. Like a line. That
yeah,
is
but
like
you hold
held...
it. Taunt.
Taunt. Right?
It's not taunt. It's not taunting you.
Taunt?
Keep
I
it
taut. I thought
taut.
It was taunt.
No.
Taut?
Yeah.
I don't think that's right.
I don't think it's up. Taunt. It's all not right. Taunting you.
Well, either way, a line that is held in tension.
Yes, a tensious line.
Yeah, a contentious line.
Pretentious line. Like,
you get that pretentious line strung up, and then you just like chop it in half, like, and you watch the sides wither away, and you're just like, I just did this. It's almost like a ribbon cutting thing, but I've never been to one of those. Another thing we've never done. Have you done that? You've been to a ribbon cutting ceremony or some shit? Yeah, maybe not. But, taunt.
Taut. T-A-U-T.
Taut. Oh, I always thought they were saying
from the
taunt.
Old English word.
Meaning strung up?
Well, hold on. I'm getting there. Taut means rather, means tight rather than slack.
Oh.
The tightrope ought to be taut and not dangling down in the lion cage. Zoos! Thanks, dictionary.com.
Yeah, all right, so like a taut line then.
Yeah, taut. That's what I said.
Yeah, I know. I'm admitting I was wrong. Defeat. All right, so we're going to keep talking. I mean, there's got to be other stuff that's been satisfying that we cut up. Is there anything else you can think of that you want to mention?
Oh, cutting cheese is always good.
Oh, yeah.
Like a good, like a creamy cheese, like brie is always fun to cut. It's just like.
Oh, yeah.
And then you gotta, but then you got to peel it off the fucking knife. That sucks.
You know what I always want to do is like have the, like in those cheese cutting, like Sargento commercials, they're like, they cut it and it just like slowly like flops away from the block.
Yeah.
I'm like, I wish I could do that. I need to be like a cheese master.
You got to make your knife hot.
Oh, do you?
Uh-huh.
Oh. No. Probably not.
I think so.
It just like let it on like an ironing board for a
while.
Well,
no, you just like it cuts better, like a hot knife through butter.
I feel like that would just make it stickier. You gotta freeze your knife.
I think that's worse. Oh, that was it. You said that, and then I was like cutting up. Oh, I've always wanted to be like an ice carver, like cut up ice.
Oh,
like
that.
They get the chainsaw on ice, and it's like, man, that looks satisfying.
Yeah,
something about that. Like ice chips flying at your body.
Yeah, and it just melts, and you're like, I'm the victor.
Yeah. Oh, I'm getting wet cutting all this ice.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's always good.
Yeah. Maybe this was a bad topic.
No, we got... I thought that was some enjoyable stuff. There was some good material there.
I don't know. Compared to our other episodes?
You want to do a scene?
Yeah, let's do a scene where we're cutting something up. Okay, that's okay. All right, well, let's talk about things that you shouldn't cut up.
Okay.
Not people. Yeah. I'm not going there. Yeah, it's not where this has started.
Oh, because we're talking about not cutting them up and what could be inside them?
Well, just like, I don't want to bring this to a dark place.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's the people cut other people up for good. I mean, there's doctors, there's surgeons, there's, I don't know, the emergency workers.
Everyone has had training.
Yeah, everybody who has training. I mean, you probably shouldn't be cutting up people if it's your first day on the job.
Okay, I'm here to learn. Let's see.
All right, everybody step back. I'm a stamp collector. I can handle this.
So what's something that you shouldn't cut up? Like, would be bad if you cut it up?
Probably power lines.
Yeah, that could be bad.
Stay far away from that.
Yeah.
There's like tiny demons that live in there and you don't want to get near them.
They'll just bite you. And it sucks because most things that cut things are made of metal and the demons hate metal. They travel through it.
Every time they see metal, they just attack it for all they're worth.
Every time Metallica's strolling through town, they're just like, attack!
Attack. Yeah, they're like a bodyguard for that shit.
Yeah,
they're always just roaming near power lines.
Yeah, their head of security is actually, his name is Robert.
Yeah, Robert Dixon.
Other things you shouldn't cut. It's probably bad to like cut up priceless artifacts,
like tapestries.
But did you hear about the guy? Okay, so the guy who discovered the Book of the Dead in Egypt was a British. Whatchamacallit?
Archaeologist?
Antiquity dealer. Yeah, archaeologist, but he also like dealt in antiquities, and the Egyptian government hated him because
he sold
them off. What?
He cut out the pages of the books and sold them off page by page?
No, it was a scroll. It was like a 30-foot scroll of the Book of the Dead, but he cut it up so that way he could better examine the pieces individually, the passages, and he glued them to boards.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and he was just like... This is better.
It's not my fault you don't know how to make a goddamn book.
You barely even got tea right.
Yeah. Look at your clothes. They all look like Weinsteins. It's the old dye was made out of wine. But anyway.
Salting bodies and putting them in caskets.
Caskets? I'll just get a trasket, a body in this casket.
A sarcophagus.
Sarcophagi.
It's superfluous.
Yeah. Probably shouldn't cut into those either.
Sarcophagi?
Yeah, you got curses.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah.
Nobody wants a curse.
No.
Unless... No, nobody wants a curse.
Unless you're into that, I guess.
Yes. Oh,
you'll be cursed with all the riches in the world.
Oh, some curse.
Yeah.
Well, no, there's a Twilight Zone way to spin that.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Like you stole them from everyone.
Oh, yeah. Or like a genie in a lamp kind of bullshit.
Well, there was like, did I ever tell you about the one that I saw, the Twilight Zone episode where this older couple owned like an antique shop, and he wished to be the most powerful man in his country, and he was like, I want, people to respect me and fear me, and I want to have all the wealth that I could desire. And then it was the devil. But yeah. he was just like, sure enough, you have it, and made him Hitler.
Ah.
And he looked in the mirror and was like, no! And I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Can't believe they got away with it back then.
Yeah. Well, it was a cruel twist of fate.
Yep. And people were like, yeah, fuck him for wanting everything.
Yeah.
cheered him on.
Fuck him. Yeah, you go. Fuck you.
Oh
man.
Yeah, don't cut in on a dance. That's the worst thing you can do.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Like somebody's dancing with your girl. Don't cut in.
Just don't cut in. Just let them have it.
Yeah.
You don't like chop them.
Ha. Oh, missing your forearms now, huh?
Oh, I meant with your arm. Not like a blade. Jesus.
No, I don't know.
What kind of chaperone let you get in there with a blade?
I'm a butcher. I just came off work.
Quite the set of the knives you got there, little Tommy. Were you planning on having some fun tonight?
What else shouldn't you cut?
I don't know. I always just think of electricity. That's terrible.
Yeah, but I mean, people have to cut lines all the time, like power lines. They cut them. They probably turn off the electricity first.
Hell with that. You'd fry on your own time. cut the power. Oh, it always sucks when that cuts out.
Yeah. You're without power. You're powerless.
Yeah.
Just finding like nooks in your crannies and you're like, God damn.
Damn.
That should be, stop looking around in the dark and use a candle.
Oh, you shouldn't cut water lines. They're just guys are out.
Oh, yeah. Well, that happens when you open water lines too. Water mains.
Yeah.
Like whenever you see in a movie somebody hits a fire hydrant, just a
oh man, that would be pretty sweet though. Like have a like just take the jaws of life to whatever the fuck you want.
This priceless artifact. A sarcophagi.
Or just like have the jaws of life in a junkyard and just like start opening up like washers and dryers from the side. just be like, yeah,
take this Campbell's.
Take this Campbell's. Oh, here's an old refrigerator. I don't even know how they fucking work, but it would be a delight to see.
I bet like it works great on scrap metal, but the minute you try and cut like styrofoam, it just shits the bed. It's like
it just like gets clogged in the teeth.
Yeah.
Can you cut styrofoam with a chainsaw or like a foam mattress?
They say the best thing for cutting styrofoam is actually it looks like a soldering iron, but it's basically like a big curling iron. Like it's just a thin rod that heats up and you just go.
Oh, like the knife and the cheese thing.
Yeah, it's kind
of
like
you could cut a huge log of cheese with that thing.
Cheese logs.
You could hold a whole wheel at Parmesan. Really thick slices.
Well, you got to crack Parmesan. I showed you that video.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
We break the cheese, and she shows us the way she want to be broken. That's what the guy sounded like from Hoboken. He was provoking.
Yeah, so he did not fit in on this episode.
Nope.
He does not want to like cut things up at all.
Yeah, he wants to break them. Save that for the rock snashing.
Let's see.
What happens when you cut up bad things?
Bad things?
Yeah.
Like
atom bombs. I don't know. I think everybody knows what happens.
Yeah. All right, what if you cut into like... that's a thing. Well, I don't know if it's really cutting, but they were like digging in the Arctic or something, or I think it was Greenland, in some of the glacier fields, and they like found that there was like, I don't know, at some point in time, there was like a blanket of anthrax.
Oh, yeah. Continue. I'm not going to take your story.
Well, they, as they cut into it and stuff, it like, and I guess through warming and stuff, it, unleashed like an amount of anthrax into like the water supply, but yeah,
and it was bad.
Well, it's anthrax. But yeah, don't.
I hear doctors prescribe that in hell.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, definitely. That's their go to.
Okay, do we want to do a scene?
Do you think we can do a scene?
Yeah, I think so. We'll make it work. Okay.
All right, you take the lead on this one. I'll be the follow up guy.
Hey, hey, Jessica, just got home from work.
Oh, hey, how are you doing, hon?
Hey, I'm doing good. I had a good day at work. What do you got there?
Oh, you know, just our usual. I was, it's the damnedest thing. I was trying to cut up carrots and, you know, and shallots and stuff for dinner. And you just accidentally
grabbed my nice pair of dress socks?
Yeah. Well, I figured, you know, I ran out of cheesecloth. So these were the finest thing I could find. I didn't want the herbs.
Damn it, Jessica! Those are $200 socks.
They're very fine. They work out just like a cheesecloth. You're wearing cheesecloth socks. You think about it this way, you just saved yourself a whole bunch of money. You just instead of buying $200 dress socks, buy some cheesecloths and wrap them around your feet.
Well, at least what are we having for dinner with your cheesecloths? Oh, my cheesecloth socks that you just cut up.
Got a whole bunch of stuff. Here's a nice, lovely dress shirt that was...
My Van Heusen?
Well, parts of it.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I got to mix it with some other stuff, like your Calvin Kleins and your Calvin Inclines.
My Inclines?
Yeah.
God damn it. What the fuck happened?
Oh, here's a nice...
They told me you were rehabilitated.
Nice Ralph Lauren for your soup.
Oh, my God. I knew I shouldn't have cut you out of that program. You were doing so well. They said that you had high marks, and I
had the highest marks.
Oh, what happened, Jessica? What happened to us? When did this become so cutting edge?
Well, I don't know. I cut a couple pages out of the calendar, so I kind of lost track of time.
Oh my god! I want to. You got to cut this out, or I want a divorce.
Cut what out? Just point me at it. I'll cut it out.
No, stop it. The problem is you're cutting up on my shit, Jessica. My shit.
Just give me something to work with.
Okay.
This is it's a working relationship.
Okay. Do you think you could go out and get a job?
A job?
Yes.
Like what kind of job?
Like a butcher. I don't know. A fucking paper mache-er. I don't know what you could do with your cutting skills. You just cut shit up everywhere you go.
I can cut anything up. Oh, I could work at the shredding factory.
There you go. Oh. Go up there and shred someone else's socks. Just stop cutting up my clothes. For the love of God.
I can't promise that, but I'll try.
All right, we'll go down there.
I get a job, and I'll buy you new clothes to replace the ones that I cut up.
Yeah. Okay. I guess that'll work. Here, okay. So let's. You're already fixed up. Let me just put on my penny loafers, and we'll go down there for an interview.
You don't want those ones.
Where the hell are my penny loafers?
Well, here's half of one.
Oh my God!
They call them loafers, but they always have those backs, and they're not easy to slip on. I was doing you a favor.
Okay, I want a divorce. We're done.
Oh, you cut up my heart.
Don't go cutting my heart. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
I could tell you had no faith in it.
Yep.
So I was like, what you got there?
Like, I was going to be the couch.
You were going to be the couch.
No, I was going to have been cutting up the couch.
Hey, Jessica, just going from work. How are you? Couch.
I'm a couch. You're married to a couch, you fool.
How are you going to cut this out?
Yeah. Guess you're sleeping on the couch tonight.
What?
Because if you're married to a couch, it means sexy time. You're sleeping on the couch tonight.
Oh, I thought that was like... just made your own like sitcom, and that was your theme song. Sleeping on the couch.
Sleeping on the couch with Ted. Did I give you a name? What was your guy's name?
I don't know.
Barry. That's who you were.
Barry Cutlass.
Barry Cutlass. Supreme.
Okay. Yeah, your turn to start a scene.
I don't... Yeah, I guess we have time. Damn it. So, God damn it. I really got nothing on this. Like, should we?
Okay. Start a dialogue, damn it. That's all it takes.
Oh, man. I'm so glad I got off work early and now here at the bar. Hope my friends show up soon.
Oh, you'll be waiting here at the bar?
Oh, yeah. Hey, hey, stranger. How's it going?
Oh, not come see some go as good here at the bar. You want a drink?
Oh yeah, I'd love a drink. Could you get some like crushed ice in it? I love that.
Oh no crushed ice. No bad. Crushed ice bad.
Okay.
Little flick bad.
Oh.
Flick bad in throat. You get that flick in throat. You chop.
Oh yeah, it's sharp.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So. I mean, do you have regular ice then? I guess I'll take that.
Oh, for you, my friend, finest ice, the finest cut ice in the world.
That's amazing.
Okay.
You know, you have a procedure or something? Or is there...
Oh, well, you seem to take interest in my ice cut.
Well, you said it was the finest in the world.
Yes, it's a small world, after all. But it's still the finest. You want to come see? Come step back.
Okay. All right, I'll step away.
No, step back.
Or another step? Is this far enough?
Oh, Christ. Another one of these. Okay, come back behind the bar.
Oh, okay.
Behind the bar.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Behind the bar.
Okay. Hang on, everyone.
All right. Oh, my friend, you made. Okay, so, look here.
Okay.
You take this, okay? You hold this cloth.
Okay.
Okay. Now you hold this block of ice.
Okay, on the cloth?
On the cloth. It help you grip. Grip. Good.
Okay.
You grab grip.
Ooh, it's cold.
Yes, cold, good. Grip firm. Firm grip.
Okay.
Okay, you hold steady.
How steady are we talking?
I will get chainsaw.
Okay.
Show you the finest cut in the small world.
I don't.
You just go. Okay, now you hold it quick.
Fabulous, no?
Very fabulous. It's incredibly clean.
Okay, $300.
I thought you were...
Ice cutting lesson, $300. Okay. Best in small world. You'll see, finest.
I didn't get much of a lesson. I just held this for you.
And now you'll know, grip ice firm. You know, firm, I gave instruct. You'll do, you'll grab with cloth.
You told me to step firm. Back first. You acted back. Like I was your friend and you were proud of this.
I am
you
proud. Know what? I'm think, proud to make money in America. American dream. I make cut ice.
You're just some sort of cutthroat person who takes advantage of tourists.
Ugh, I never cutthroat. My mother, she say, all time when young, you will be a throat cutter. And I said, no, mama, I want to cut the ice, the world's smallest, you know finest what? Ice.
She was right about you.
You're a terrible friend.
All right, I'm going
to... A terrible friend.
Charge me $300 to hold your damn ice.
It is finest ice in small world.
I'm not getting any of it. It's a $300 for to tell me to hold something?
Okay, fair trade, okay? You come back here, you help me cut one more block, and then I give you a free drink, huh?
I still got to pay you $300?
No $300. You just help me do this ice for other customers. All right,
I'll do one more.
Okay. This time, we will use toothpick.
A toothpick?
You hold the ice firm. Hold it firm. Yes, okay. There. Now, I will make small holes with toothpick until the ice cut.
How long is this going to take?
It's not very long. You have a long time?
No.
Good, because it not take long.
Okay.
Okay, first, we make the toothpick wet.
Okay.
It's a secret. Okay, my firm friend who hold the ice well.
I hold it okay. Well. Okay. Oh, you're going to be spitting all over people's ice?
No, this is toothpick for me.
Oh.
This is ice toothpick over here.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Don't
first,
confuse them.
You rub it around seam where you want.
Okay.
Yes?
Yeah.
Then you dip in the vodka.
Okay.
Yes, vodka good. It's the break of the ice. Yeah. Make a cut easy.
Oh, wow.
And then you take the toothpick, you put in... And
it all just shattered.
No, it didn't make a cut.
Well, it all just like into perfectly cubed.
Oh yes, not shattered like haphazard. Like no,
like nicked. No, this good. Is not the $300. A chainsaw is a $300 method, and this is not
a toothpick cheaper than gasoline, my friend. Gasoline expensive, you know.
But you said fine. This seems like much finer craftsmanship. Yes,
you know, the crowd, she hard to please sometimes.
Yeah.
They want the noise and the death-defying stunt. Nobody want to see a vodka ice toothpick break the ice, cut it. Sorry,
yeah.
Not the break.
No,
cut.
Yeah, you got to cut
okay,
the ice.
Well, here you go, my friend. Here's your drink.
Thank you.
Enjoy. Would you like ice with it?
It's too late. I could have used some ice in that.
Well, easy come, easy go. Yeah. All right, au revoir.
All right. Au revoir.
I'm very cultured.
Yes, you were, Francois.
That was not bad.
No, I thought that was pretty good.
Step back.
Step back.
Okay, is further? The chainsaw, the toothpick isn't? Well, gasoline expense.
Yeah, I thought that was good. I wish I had done a voice. I was just...
That's okay.
I was can't struggling with a scene.
I know you are.
Damn you, and you're cutting things up. Oh man. All right. So we actually have an advertiser here.
We do.
Yeah. And it's
Bob's Butchers. Debauchery.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Seymour's Machetes, but they work hand in hand sometimes.
Yeah,
you know?
They actually both it was a co-sponsorship. So sorry, I just went with I was in contact with Bob's Butcher's Debauchery. And you were in contact with
man, we are just getting so popular.
I know.
Seymour's Machetes.
Seymour's Machetes. He's you know, he actually has some great machetes for sale actually. That's a side business. His primary business is cutting. But he also sells some utensils to help you along.
Yeah. I mean Bob and Seymour are son and father. I'm not going to tell you which is which because that'd ruin it.
Yeah. Don't want to find that out.
Yeah. I mean, you don't want to roll up to a debauchery shop and find like an 80-year-old guy running it.
So you're saying that that's his son.
I'm saying that's the case.
Cutthroat case you got here.
Yeah. So if you're into 80-year-old debauchery and butchery, you can show up at Bob's Debauchery Old Butcher Shop. And you know, he'll show you a grand time, you know, nice leg of lamb hanging while you get a lap dance and all that. Yeah, that's three legs,
a nice filet mignon. Yeah, tease.
You really understand what they mean by three shakes of a lamb's tail.
Damn, you're the coming up with them quick.
Well, I was focusing on cutting, so this is where my money's at.
Yeah, and I, you know, we're very proud to have these as co-sponsors. We hope we did them justice by talking about cutting things. Me and Kyle both have never actually cut anything in our lives.
No, safety scissors for us.
Yep. Or sometimes those squiggly ones that make the fun patterns.
Oh, yeah. Or like the popsicle stick I mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
Great for cutting up mushrooms.
Hey, a wet toothpick did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, wet mushrooms?
Well, no, a damp popsicle stick.
I thought you said wet mushrooms for a second.
Yeah, well, I mean, when do you see a dry mushroom?
When they're dried.
Oh, like jerky?
No, well, they're like...
We've got to wrap this up.
Sorry. Sorry to our sponsors. Anyways, yeah. The best thing that you can do in your life is just cut it out.
Yeah, with a machete. Seymour's machetes.
Or... Bob's Butcher Debauchery.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just, you know, find that one thing in your life that's really causing you pain and anguish and just cut it out, you know, just like that. And from there, you can live a happy,
healthy, balanced life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Without all that misery. Just chop it out.
Chop it out. Cut it out. Slice it out.
Probably not literally. Don't literally chop things up.
Yeah, okay. Like if you have like a pain in your side,
yeah,
don't just go haphazardly hacking away.
Like, yeah, or like someone who's like
consult a butcher,
a clinger.
Yeah,
don't go hacking things off there.
Yeah, like if you have a summons to a courtroom, don't just cut up the piece of paper.
Yeah,
and not show up. That's
or
bad.
Like a real stuffy nose.
Yeah,
like
blow it. just
blow it.
Some things in life aren't just about
don't
cutting.
Need cut out. You can work around them without cutting them off completely.
Yeah. Anyways, that's been our episode.
Yeah.
And if you'd like to comment on this episode or contact us or contact Bob's Butcher Debauchery or Sam's Machetes.
Something like that.
Something.
Yeah. You can find us at notnowpodcast@gmail.com. We'll respond to emails there. Or you can find us on the Facebook. And we're also going to be on some form of other site. We can find us on the Facebook.
We'll see how it goes. Yeah. We'll figure it out.
If you guys are demanding, wherever you're listening to the podcast from, downloaded, commented upon, favorites, you know, whatever the hell you want to do.
Yeah, lick it, cut it out.
Yeah, lick it up. Oh, cut it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, cut it out. Fame it. Oh, we didn't even talk about making collages.
Ah, shit.
Damn it.
Yeah, I actually make collages.